Well, it's Friday afternoon, January 1st. It's been a busy day. Lots of sequences out there, including the four from the U.S., two from San Diego, which were mentioned in the media reports yesterday, as well as the case in Florida up in Martin County. So I got Martin County's got one, San Diego County's got three, which are in addition to the index case in San Diego County. It was very interesting. I thought I'd go over exactly how these were found and how many, many, many more will be found very quickly. These were really done through the CDC. They essentially have a contract. It looks like it's Helix Illumina is doing some of the diagnostics, screening, PCR testing in collaboration with the CDC. And they are the labs that actually identified all four of the sequences that were released at GSAG today, the three from San Diego County and the one from Florida. And not surprisingly, it uses the S dropout method. And just as a quick review, the UK variants, more formally known as B.1.1.7, is of interest. That's the UK variant that there's over 4,000 sequences that have been published from the UK. And if you look at the map, I put up the vast majority of those on the map are the UK variant. They're in blue. The South African variant are in red. The variants within the country of origin aren't listed. They are the 2MTC category, as in too many to count. And if I put those on the map, I'd spend all day adding them because there's over 4,000 in the UK, and in South Africa, there's over 400 sequences that have already been published. The CDC released 29 sequences today. All of them use the S dropout approach. The S dropout approach looks at the PCR data, which targets three different genes. These viruses make a lot. They have a very high viral load, so they have a very low CT number. CT is cycle threshold. It's how many times they have to recycle it till you actually get a positive. And the fewer times you have to recycle, which is essentially amplifying the signal, the higher the signal was at the beginning, or the higher the viral load was at the beginning, which then gets amplified. And so this variant has a very high viral load, which means more than just as easily transmitted. The battle between the host and the virus, if the virus can multiply, reproduce quicker, it's a much tougher battle. And the idea that it isn't going to lead to more serious complications is hopes and dreams. That's not the way the virus operates. It keeps on evolving. It keeps on improving his performance or her performance, whichever you choose to use. But the virus is evolving. It's the Italian strain that's tacked on a whole series of mutations, and those are tacked on to the virus's advantage, usually to the host's disadvantage. So this virus has three deletions. It's got two deletions at position 6970 and one deletion at position 145. Some are calling 145, some are calling it 144. It kind of depends on how you count a deletion. But anyway, it's three different codons are missing from the genome. And the current PCR test targets three genes. One is the N gene, which gives a very strong signal. One is the ORF1A gene, which also gives a very strong signal. And one is the S gene, and that doesn't give you any signal at all, because the primer that's used in the S gene assay actually binds to the region that's deleted. And since the primer can't bind, the virus can't get amplified, and it's essentially not detectable using that set of primers in the S gene. And so the CDC was using a dropout method. So they're looking for samples that are positive for the N gene, positive for ORF1A, B, and negative for S. And they released 29 sequences today. And those 29, of those, in those 29 sequences, 22 did have the deletion at position 69 and 70 in the spike protein. But all of them were not the variant. In fact, most of them weren't the variant. And the deletion is relatively common in Europe. It was in the mink farms, if you recall. The minks had a deletion at 69-70. They also had a receptor binding domain change. Well, there are sequences in the U.S. that fit that description. In fact, they have the same receptor binding domain change that was found in some of the mink farms. And it's got one other change that's also found in the variant. But that did not have the change at position 501, the N501Y, and it didn't have the other changes other than the Italian strain one, which is D614G. And therefore, it's not really the variant that has created the most concern, although it isn't to say these other lineages aren't a problem. But only 22 out of the 29 had the deletion, and of those, four were the UK variant. They were the three that were released from San Diego County and the one that was released from Florida. And so the CDC is planning on, or this could just be coming from scripts, but the idea is to make the assay even more specific. And that's being done by targeting the third deletion. And so that would essentially be a double dropout, that essentially the N gene would be positive and the ORF1A gene would be positive, but the deletion at 6970 would be negative and the deletion at 145 would be negative. And that way, that should improve the efficiency. That particular pattern, which can be done very rapidly with just a set of PCR tests, would probably result in a higher percentage of positives for the UK variant. And so that is the plan. It's really should allow for very rapid screening of the UK variant. And it's pretty clear from San Diego that there's a lot of it in the US. And of course, there's a lot of it worldwide. Just take a look at that map that I've been updating. And so that's a way to basically get an answer very quickly, which would be confirmed with sequencing, but it would probably have a higher frequency of positives than the four out of 29 or 4 out of 22, depending on how you want to look at the data. So basically, that's the update. That's what's going on with the variants. There's 4 new ones in the U.S., and there's many, many more to come.